Self-compassion fuels lasting change. Shahrukh tried diet fads, health camps, and weight loss coaches but couldn't maintain her weight loss. When her weight went up, she alternated between starving herself and binge eating. She punished herself for feeling weak and stayed home until she thought she was thin enough to socialize. Even when she reached her goal weight, her happiness never lasted more than a few days. After a lifetime of struggling with low self-confidence, she had a realization. Maybe her battle with weight was more about how she saw herself than just the weight. After a difficult breakup, Shahrukh gained over 90 pounds. This significantly lowered her self-esteem, making her feel worthless socially due to her changed appearance. This time, she decided to seek counseling alongside her usual extreme dieting and exercise routine. She thought her weight was her biggest issue. But her counselor asked a straightforward question: what if you never lost the weight? Discover self-kindness. Initially, the idea made Shahrukh furious. How could I be happy without being thin? But after a few days, she began noticing other people who were overweight around her. Did she really think they should isolate themselves because of their extra weight? She started realizing the difference between her expectations for herself and what she expected from others. With this in mind, she decided to try something new. Instead of waiting until she looked the way she wanted, she decided to treat herself kindly, as if she had already achieved her goal weight. To her surprise, by being kind to herself even on days when she didn't meet her weight loss goals, she started losing weight faster than ever. And more importantly, this new self-compassion improved every part of her life. Change needs a non-judgmental approach. As a therapist in addiction recovery, Shahrukh received a call from a friend seeking advice. The friend was dating a man who had been sober for many years. She wondered if she should worry that he still went to daily support group meetings. To Shahrukh, the answer was obvious. People who keep looking after themselves after overcoming addiction are doing more than okay. They likely have better self-awareness and coping skills than most people trying to quit or start a new habit. Shahrukh learned a lot about changing behavior through her addiction treatment work. One of her biggest realizations came from a lecture she attended about the dark web. She found that the dark web not only sells illegal drugs but also provides a place where people with addiction can anonymously share ways to cope. In other words, these online forums give a space without judgment. Support honesty in treatment and change. In the UK, when people seek help at substance misuse centres, they begin by filling out forms that allow information sharing with social services or police if needed. They must provide details about their children, criminal record, and mental health issues. For instance, a mother dealing with alcoholism risks losing custody of her children if she's truthful about her drinking. But being honest is crucial for getting the right support. The need for honesty isn't limited to substance abuse. Previously, Shahrukh didn't tell her doctor she wanted to lose weight to look good, not just for health reasons. When working through these exercises, it's vital to feel you can be completely honest. Consider using a private notebook for this process. Highlight your strengths and achievements clearly. If you've ever tried to change something about yourself, you know how quickly your motivation can fade. Without systems to keep us on track, it's easy to give up on our plans altogether. And when we fail to change, it can make us doubt our ability to change at all. In reality, we all have positive qualities and achievements that show we can accomplish things. But in tough times, we often forget this. That's why the first step in the kindness method isn't about changing habits. Instead, it's about being kind to yourself by appreciating what you've already achieved. To make lasting changes, your chances of success are much higher if you invest time and effort within a clear plan. The main focus here is creating maps to figure out where you are and where you want to go. First, create positive maps. Let's start by creating a map of your positive qualities. In the middle of a piece of paper, write ways I'm glad to be and draw a circle around it. Think about your strengths and positive qualities. This includes compliments you've received, reasons why you're good in relationships like as a partner, child, or parent, or how you've dealt with tough situations. Write these qualities on paper. Draw a circle around each one, then draw a line from each circle back to the center bubble labeled ways I'm happy to be. Take a moment to reflect on what you're proud of with a what I'm proud of map. This could be completing a 10K run, achieving a surprising goal, or cherishing your home and the family you've built. As you progress through the kindness method, keep updating these maps whenever you achieve something new or notice a positive change in yourself. This helps reshape your mindset by building a growing reminder of your capabilities. Reflect on past successes and failures. Everyone changes differently. Charu discovered that her most successful clients all spent time understanding their habits. This helped them create a plan that worked specifically for them, making it easier to reach and keep their goals over time. Successful change, Charu realized, is more about meeting yourself where you already are than trying to discover a new you. Think about a time when you faced a challenge that required hard work, sacrifice, or perseverance. It could have been when you were striving for a big goal or dedicated to doing your best. Now, create a map titled When I'm in the Zone. Consider what conditions helped you succeed. Where were you? Who was around you? How did you feel? What aspects of your process worked well? Maybe things like staying hydrated, sticking to a routine, or seeking advice from others played a role in your success. Reflect on change and learning from past attempts. Once you finish your map, take time to think about what you've written. Note any patterns on the back of the map or in your journal. Do you notice any trends? If so, what would be the best conditions to maintain a change in your daily routine? To improve your chances of success, it's crucial to make a what hasn't worked map. This map helps you track any failures you've encountered when trying to make changes before. When you look at your map, think about parts of your previous plan that didn't match your personality. Were there circumstances that derailed your progress? Did a negative self-image make you doubt your ability to change? Perhaps you found that a juice cleanse didn't help you lose as much weight as you hoped, or maybe you realized you relied too much on others to keep you motivated. If thinking about your failures in this exercise brings you down, don't lose heart. Recognizing these weaknesses will help you better prepare to achieve your goals next time. Identify habits to change and their origins. We often see habits we want to stop as bad. But usually, we picked up these habits because they helped us in some way. For instance, lots of people drink alcohol because it makes them feel more confident in social situations. When we criticize certain habits as bad, it often leads to more self-criticism. This makes it harder to change the habits we're unhappy with. Instead of seeing our current behavior as a weakness, it's better to consider it in the context of the bigger picture. The first step in figuring out the habits you want to change or start is to create a map of how your unwanted habit or the lack of your desired habit is causing problems in your life. Draw a what's the harm? Bubble in the middle of a page and list the negative effects you've found. You might discover that your habit has affected parts of your life you hadn't thought about before. Overcomes harmful habits. Charu once had a client who was worried about using cocaine on weekends. She wasn't bothered by the fact that it was an illegal substance. Instead, she struggled with days of anxiety, craving sugar, and doubting herself after using it. Instead of giving herself time to recover and deal with her emotions, she would avoid these feelings by partying again the next weekend. The client became more determined to reduce and eventually quit using recreational drugs after realizing how negatively cocaine had impacted her life. Whenever she felt tempted to stay up all night, she reminded herself of the anxious moments that would inevitably follow something she no longer wanted to go through. After realizing how your habits affect you negatively, start by understanding where these habits came from. Begin a "Why haven't I changed already?" map and think about why you might be stuck in your ways. Is staying the same a way to avoid your thoughts, like Charu's client? Or is it simply because it's all you've ever known? By honestly assessing your current behavior, you can learn to forgive yourself for not progressing yet and treat yourself with more kindness as you move forward. Track triggers for better overcoming. You've learned to recognize what did and didn't work in your previous attempts to change behavior. However, there are external factors that might steer you off course if you don't spot them early on. Many people get triggered by things like hunger or stress. Whether you're worried about money, a deadline, or issues in a relationship, remember there's never a perfect time to change. Understanding what stresses you out helps you find ways to cope. This can make your daily life better and keep stress from stopping you from making lasting changes. Create a "What will test me?" map and list down all the worries, anxieties, or situations that might lead to setbacks. These could include things like starting a new relationship or traveling. Success triggers management. For some people, realizing they need to read a book about habits others seem born with can be discouraging enough to derail them. On the other hand, achieving success can make some complacent, thinking too soon that they've solved all their problems. To prevent triggers, consider actions to avoid situations that could cause problems. For instance, if you're quitting smoking, it might help to stay away from friends or colleagues who smoke until you're further along in your plan. Consider keeping a journal to track your progress both in the morning and at night. In the morning, spend 5 minutes jotting down potential situations that might challenge you during the day and how you plan to handle them. This ritual helps you prepare mentally to face these situations confidently. In the evening, take a few minutes to reflect on how you responded throughout the day, noting any unexpected challenges that came up. This simple practice helps you stay aware and ready to tackle whatever comes your way with pride. Create a step-by-step plan with small goals. Now that you've mapped out where you are, where you want to go, and the potential obstacles, shortcomings, or solutions along the way, it's time to create a plan. Set a date to review your progress on your calendar to stay accountable and adjust your plan with more challenging goals. Start by scheduling a review reminder every 3 weeks. Many of us tend to go to great lengths when pursuing goals. Sharu had a client named Paul who wanted a more fulfilling job. After 8 years at the same company since college, he regularly joined colleagues at the pub after work. They drank and complained about work and colleagues. Creates realistic plan with incremental goals. Paul's plan involves abstaining from drinking, hitting the gym, dedicating 3 hours nightly to job hunting, and eating only fruit, fish, and salad. Alternatively, Sharu suggests Paul pick 2 nights to avoid the pub, spend 2 hours job hunting, enjoy a healthy meal he chose earlier, and walk part of the way to work the next morning. Ensuring your plan is achievable increases the likelihood of meeting each step's expectations, boosting motivation and pride in your accomplishments. On your review date, note your successes on your "What I'm proud of" list and plan the next small changes toward your desired lifestyle. Key points. 1. Kindness toward yourself can inspire lasting, positive change. 2. Shifting focus from criticism to self-acceptance makes progress easier. 3. Honest reflection helps identify strengths and weaknesses for better growth. 4. Understanding your habits' origins is key to overcoming challenges. 5. Recognizing triggers helps you stay prepared and manage setbacks. 6. Small, achievable steps build momentum for reaching bigger goals. 7. Regular self-check-in strengthen motivation and track improvements.